90.7 in Elkhorn and 103.3 in Lake Geneva. WPR News from Gateway Technical College.
Good morning and welcome to the Fab Lab 10 a.m. show. I'm your host, Scott Nelson of WGTD. And on this episode, we'll talk with members of the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy. So John, Steve, let's talk some Fab Lab.
Sitting in today for Stephen Whitmire, I have with me Thomas Davis, who is an automotive instructor at Horizon Center. Thomas, you want to say hi?
Hello, my name is Thomas Davis. I'm very passionate about electricity. I'm super happy to be here. Thank you for having me, John.
Okay, so Fab Lab 10 a.m., we always talk about Fab Lab, what it has done to our community and the interesting things that are happening. Most people are aware at this point that Fab Labs have been around now over 25 years. So they have been a part of our community for a long time, even though there isn't a lot of recognition and a lot of people aren't aware of them. You'll hear people say, oh, maker fairs, maker spaces, that's great. Fab Lab, what the heck's a Fab Lab, right? So in the educational community, Fab Labs are places where we cross platform. So we utilize this radio program as a way to bring in members of the community who we've rubbed elbows with. And last week, Thomas and I had an amazing opportunity with Kela, which hopefully I'll get it right now here, is Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy. And we did a STEM project, and we basically had kids come in from the community. And I'll let Atifa go over that in a minute. And we did a water bottle rocket exercise. I had literally never done this exercise, and I had so much fun. It was unbelievable. So we're very fortunate today to have some of the people that I met at this event that we held last week. I'm going to let them introduce themselves right now, and I'm going to send it over to Jada.
Hello. Thank you, John, for having me. My name is Jada Monet Robinson. I was the Teen Task Force Advisor from August 2022 to August 10th, 2024, and I had the incredible opportunity to meet you, John, and Mr. Thomas for in Gateway Fab Lab for a STEM activity day that I planned at the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy in collaboration with the Mary Lou and Arthur F. Mahone Fund. So thank you for having me here.
Hello, my name is Atifa Robinson. I am the Kela Director, also known as Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy. Right. I'm so excited to be here today and to learn how we can bring more Fab Lab activities to Kela.
Hi, my name is Lavetta Arrington. I did a STEM event being a part of the Kela Academy, and I was grateful to be introduced that way. I am a facility administrator there at Vicinius Medical Center here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so the STEM lab and partnering with the community is ecstatic for us because we want to make sure that the kids are very aware and very partnered with that in the community.
Yeah, and I think Fab Lab is really great at bringing that whole inspiration to kids at every level in education. When the kids come into the lab, the very first thing I say, and I think I can say this on the radio, is I say, you guys are lucky because learning doesn't have to suck so hard. And the kids all laugh, of course, because it's like, am I allowed to say the S word? And they think that's really funny. But, you know, I talk about even as young as when I was in school, we read, we memorized stuff, we took a test. How is that really teaching me anything? And all of the major universities have done studies. They're Tests do not show how intelligent you are. So if you're out there and you hate taking tests, you are probably really intelligent and you don't need to worry about it. Sometimes a test is about taking a test. So when I run into an organization like Kela, I'm really excited because then we can partner, we can collaborate, and we can inspire the next generation of engineers and doctors and people who are going to spearhead changes that will connect our community. And right now is a great time for community, a time when we can all start coming together. I really love all the DEI initiatives. There is so much potential out there right now. And whenever I think of that possibility, I get really, really inspired. Now, this whole session came about because when we were at the event last week, Thomas and I are like, wow, they're serving us lunch. So we get excited whenever we get lunch, right?
Yeah,
so we're like, all right. We grab our food and we're like, all right, I don't really know these three women. Let's sit down and talk. And at the table, I thought we really hit it off and we talked about a lot of great things. So I was unaware of Kela and the location, and there's some history there. So Atifa, why don't you give us a little background on Kela? Where did it come from? What do you guys focus on? Because it sounds like your organization is one of those organizations that's moving the needle in our community. And that's what the Fab Lab's all about. So, Atifa?
So the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy is an initiative and collaborative that is led by the city of Kenosha, but it's also in collaboration with several other partners like UW Parkside, Gateway Technical College, Carthage College, Generator, the Mahone Fund, as Jada has, talked about, and it's a program or initiative that is to encourage kids about those STEMs and technology type of careers and give those steps to success. And our vision is to provide educational resources and professional development to youth and young adults between the age of 12 and 24. We all know that there's reading and math and challenges within our community, and we want to kind of address those reading and math, those gaps.
Right.
I would say it, those gaps to learning. We know that in that area, there's not a lot of resources that are accessible. And so Keela actually emerged out of Catherine Marks, that used to be the community outreach coordinator to the former John Mayer Interranium. She had a vision to make sure that all students could learn and be able to receive all the resources they needed. And so that building used to be the Brown Bank. She took that building and worked with the city of Kenosha and the various different partners, and they reimagined it. And so inside of there, you'll see a Best Buy Teen Tax Center that addressed some of those STEM areas, that is powered by Jockey, which is a great collaboration. So those are those other partners. And that Best Buy Teen Tax Center, in order to be a part of that Teen Tax Center, you have to just be a member between the age of 12 and 18, and you can learn of various different things. We incorporate working with different mentorships throughout the community, like the Fab Lab, Snap-on, Fresenius, the Mahone Fund, and in there are cameras, so you can learn about photography. Mm-hmm. There's a Wacom tablet where you can do digital designs and everything. There's a sewing machine. Some of the students have already sold, caps and everything, to put with their wardrobe. There is a podcast and there's a sound studio in there. So kids have the opportunity to engage and learn. There's a laser cutter. There's a 3D machine in there as well. So kids have the opportunity to learn various different backgrounds if they just come in and talk about it and say, hey, this is something that I want to do or choose to do. And we don't want to tell them what to do, but we want to guide them. So let's say they want to come in and they want to be a nurse, Lavetta would be able to come in and tell them, hey, these are the courses that you could potentially take, like CPR, give them some recommendations of what they could take in high school, whether it's that, chemistry, that biology, those type of things, hook them up with a mentor.
Absolutely.
That will guide them along the way through high school, and then show them, give them some steps to where different schools in different areas, and help them to pick a career choice that would fit their needs.
And how long has Keela been around?
Well, Keela has opened. We did our soft opening in April. And so in October, our goal is to do our grand opening. So, yes, Keela has been around for a short term. But potentially we have the ability to do long-term programming. And we hope students can come to Keela to do like some science classes, some professional development classes, CNA classes, even phlebotomy, like I said, microcomputers, if they will like, if they want to learn about just generally how to, open emails, resume building, professional development, all those things that kids would need or young adults would need to be an employable.
You mentioned all the stuff you guys have there. It didn't even occur to me. I mean, we didn't see it when we were out there. But I do remember talking to one of your techs, and he's like, oh, I got a laser, and I got a 3D printer. And
correct.
I mean, we were warned about the bank building. And, of course, if you tell John he's in a bank building, he's going to try and find the vault, and then he's going to invariably get himself locked in the vault. So I was a little warned about that a little bit. But now, Lavetta, how do you connect with the organization? Where did you come from? What do you do? Lay it on us.
Well, I've been in healthcare for the last 29 years. Jada was by way a very influential part of that because I know Jada through her mother, Miss Atifa, of course. And so it was something that I was asked to do. And so I couldn't wait to jump to the opportunity to do that because math and science is my thing, right? I have a master's degree in health management sustainability. I have not only just worked at Resenius, I've worked at the hospitals, the group homes, nursing homes, and it's just one of those things that you don't want to lose in the community because we need caregivers, right? And that could look in any many variables how that looks. So for me, when I was asked, I told Jada, I was like, well, Resenius, you know, we're talking about dialysis. And so it's just like, I don't know a lot of kids that want to know about dialysis or a dialyzer or a dialysis machine, right? But I have to think of it and how nurses come out of that aspect. And so I told Jada that I would set it up and show it as if I was recruiting nurses. And you have to start early, even how that looks, right? And so when I did that, I was ecstatic. And I couldn't wait to put my packages together and get all the information for them because I want people to still know that dialysis is a specialty that exists. And it's a lot of unicorns in that, but we're going to abate it and we're going to initiate it because it's what has to happen in the community in that way. So when that opportunity came and Jada wanted me to do that for the STEM event, I couldn't wait to get there. I wanted them to see how the dialyzers look, right, and how the needles are, the arteria and venous. I wanted them to know what that looks like and what they need to do to take care of their bodies so that, you know, we won't have so many people to be on dialysis, but to alert them that it's a math and science specialty that's there. And anybody that wants their opportunity to be a personal care technician in that, right? The nurses, social workers even, reviving dietitians to be a part of that and stuff. So to me, and even if someone wants to be a nephrologist, I thought that would be amazing to be able to offer that at the Kela. And so that is how I came aboard to be there to do my STEM event.
Amazing. Gateway is no stranger to nursing and to medical programs. And FabLab's involved in a lot of, like, medical device engineering, mm-hmm. so we're no strangers to that as well. But mm-hmm. it's always nice to listen to someone talk and then remember just how little I know and how much they know.
Right.
Now, Jada, tell us a little bit about Teen Task Force. I'm probably getting the title wrong, but how do you guys interface with Kela? Go ahead.
So the Teen Task Force was created by the nonprofit, the Concerned Citizens Coalition, and actually has been around for over 20 years. And it is a ATOD awareness program. And I always tell individuals when I'm talking about the program that Teen Task Force consists of members who are in middle school and high school, and they do not engage in substances themselves, but instead are educated about what's going on in their community so that they can educate others and be the face of what life can look like when you choose to engage in other activities instead of substance abuse. The students engage in community service projects, so they're responsible for the Kemper Center Haunted House that's in the downtown area of Kenosha. Yep, the students build the haunted house, they come up with the theme, and they also volunteer in it themselves. And then they also engage in educational activities. I came on as the advisor in August of 2022 at the age of 21. Wow. I had just graduated from college in New York City, and I came home, and after doing some performing arts work with other students, I came on as the Teen Task Force advisor. And I've worked in with the Haunted House for the members, but I also added on my own activities, such as doing our Teen Task Force Cafe and Drive. It's a two-part where members come up with the menu, they bake it in our sanitary kitchen, and then they sell those baked goods, and we also collect items for Women and Children's Horizon. We take those items and we turn them into Valentine's Day care packages, and they go out to Women and Children's Horizon on Valentine's Day. I also did the Great Easter Egg Hunt, which spanned the whole historic Kemper Center grounds. I added cooking classes for the members, gardening sessions. We also work out at the YMCA together, and it alternates between a mindful wellness month and a physical class. So we would have Ellie Everts from the YMCA. She would come out, and she would teach them about topics related to mental health, how they can better manage those sorts of things. And then the next month, we would go and we would work out either at body combat or work, or the students learned how to use the machines. With our gardening, we take a portion and we donate a portion to the Shalom Center Food Pantry, and they also get an hour of community service. And then another thing I added on was our STEM Activity Day, and that came about because when I talked to the members, I would always ask them, what are some things that you are interested about and passionate about? What do you want to do? And I have kids who go to Lakeview or are interested in the tech field or just want to learn more about it. And so STEM came up really big for them. So our first STEM activity was going out to Pfizer Inc. and going this year. And we got to go through their STEM escape room, which was really cool. And they learned about STEM and that realm at Pfizer Inc. And then the bigger one, the large scale one, was our STEM activity day, the world of STEM, a day at Kela. And that was a partnership with the Mary Lou and Arthur F. Mahone Foundation, where members got to come in, get a tour, meet Devin, the Best Buy Teen Tech Center, then have a STEM career session with Jason Remkes from Kenosha Community Media. And he allowed for them to learn how to operate a camera, as well as conduct their own interviews. And then our next STEM career session was with Ms. Lavetta Arrington from Fresenius Kidney Care. And they learned about dialysis and the technology needed for the healthcare field. And then we ended with, of course, the big STEM project was with you all from Gateway Fab Lab, which was absolutely amazing. And I thank you guys for making my rocket launching dreams a reality, because I haven't launched rockets since I was in high school in honors physics. So that was really cool.
Yeah, you're the great soundbite there too, right? Launching dreams into reality. Yeah. And don't let the voice fool you, folks. Jada is a physicist and an actress.
Yes.
And she goes, oh, I went to New York to study. I'm like, oh, my God, you came back here? Really? Okay. All right. So, Thomas, let's talk about the event. So I get this call from Jada, right? And she's like, hey, can you help us launch rockets? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? So I had never really done the bit where you – and I'll describe the activity is where you take a 2-liter bottle or any type of a bottle, really – and you pump it full of air, and then you release it, and then when the air comes out, it shoots the bottle up. And the whole point of the exercise is, when you just do it with air doesn't have a lot of mass. So as it escapes from the bottle, it doesn't shoot it up as high. Now, the very first thing I did, of course, which was probably pretty dangerous, was I loaded up a bottle in the classroom and fired it off without any water in it. And, of course, it hit the ceiling. So we were surprised at how much force it actually did get with just the air pushing the bottle, and the kids are all like wide-eyed, like, should we be hanging out with this guy? He's like, where's the safety glasses? And then the idea is, once you put a little bit of water in there and you pressurize it, when the water releases from the rocket, it exponentially changes how much propulsion is happening when you release it. And it goes up usually hundreds of feet if you're doing it right. I guess we weren't doing it quite right? So I had to look up all the stuff to do it online, like the night before, right? Because there's John, the ultimate procrastinator. And then Jada was nice enough to buy the launcher. So I'm like finding all the formula. Okay, how much water do I put in? I'm typing it into Google and I'm getting that. And it's like, okay, it was pretty straightforward. We drew up a real simple program for the kids to cut the fins for the rockets on the laser. So they had an opportunity to run a laser engraver, and that was great. And then, of course, when we get out there, and Thomas was kind enough to help me, and Thomas, he's a very big heart, and he helps me with stuff all the time. Last minute, it's like I can call Thomas, and he'll come, and he'll help me with whatever I got going on.
I appreciate that, John.
Yeah. So we get out there, and, of course, I've forgotten everything. So I'd forgotten the printer to do stickers, and then Thomas is there. And then, Thomas, tell him about unloading the launcher and what happened with that.
Oh, yeah, the launcher. We ordered that off of Amazon. It came brand new, and then we took it out of the box, and then it was broken. So there was right away we had issues. And like John said, we didn't do a whole lot of preparing in advance. But we had 2 hours, and we fixed the launcher through what are my MacGyver tactics, if you will, right? But we repaired the launcher, and
sticks.
Yeah, I was amazed by that, by the way. But that was a good engineering job we did there on the launcher, and we managed to fix it, and the event was a success because we were shooting rockets. So, like, what was the highest rocket we got?
115 feet.
Wow. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So figuring out how high the rocket goes was another John on Google moment. And there's all kinds of math formulas. And I'm like, I just want the easiest one, right? Like plug in two numbers and off you go. And there's ones that take into account, like, how high up the rocket sits on the launcher and how tall the person is trying to measure it. And I'm like, come on, really? So there's all these trig functions. So eventually I found one that just kind of lets you take a protractor and track the rocket as it goes up, and then just use the tangent of that angle and the distance away and it worked pretty good. Now, what I didn't tell you guys was it wasn't working perfectly. So once we had the first rocket go up, I was kind of doing a comparative and utilizing it. But for the kids, that's great to see that the math tells them how high it can go. Mm-hmm. But it was a really fun experience. Now, I know we're looking to do more stuff. Now, Thomas here does a lot of RC, and the program out at Horizon in the past 5 years that I've been here has, like, blown up. And I know Nitro X has gone on for 7 to 10 years. Is that right? I'm not sure how long. I wanted to talk a little bit more about RC, and I'm pretty sure he's going to pitch to you guys who are, like, the confluence of different things. But before I go over, Atifa, did you? Yeah?
I really think that the Fab Lab did a great job because mm-hmm. Keela's tagline is engage, explore, and empower. And right. the purpose yeah. of Keela is to teach kids to problem solve and critical think. Mm-hmm. And that day when every last one of the presenters came out for that day of yeah. STEM, mm-hmm. you gave the students and the youth an opportunity not only to engage, to explore, but to empower themselves to right. think outside of that box right. and to experiment. Mm-hmm. You know, usually at home when you're at home mixing stuff. So I remember I used to put water, baking soda into like them Tupperware cups, shake it up and put it in the middle of the room and it would explode on my mom. And she'd be like, Atifa, what are you doing? You know, I'm exploring. Yeah. And you know, but in right. Keela, you know, you don't get in trouble right. for trying to learn. And what I loved about Thomas and John is how those kiddos that come yeah. in their room, they usually touch everything. And you guys allowed them to right. be themselves. You met them where they were. Some of those students weren't strong in reading math right. or actively mm. listening. But you met them where they were, and they were just at peace mm-hmm. with exploring. And it was great to see them excited yeah. about absolutely. Learning. Yeah. That's they're, what we want at Keela. Yeah,
they were an inspirational group. And I got to say, I'll never lie to the kids when I come in. I think that's the first thing I said is like, I've never done this before. I'm not sure I know what I'm doing. And that kind of, you know, mm-hmm. drops the uptight right away, because then they absolutely. Can just like, all right, well, if he doesn't know what he's doing, you know. Yeah. So I think that's, for me, I was worried how the initial session when I talked to them would go. But they were so receptive, and they just really just grabbed onto it and ran with it, which was really nice. Now, I know Thomas is going to try and do some RC with you guys, and I think that's a really good idea. But I'm going to turn him over and let him talk a little bit about some of the RC initiatives as well. So, Thomas, tell us a bit about what you guys got going on.
Well, one of the things I wanted to say was my favorite part about doing the soda pop bottle competition is it sort of well, it sort of aligns with what we do at the RC right. car camp. So this is going to be like sort of allow me to lead in to talk about it. But what we did at the soda pop bottle competition is one of my favorite parts about it is that it not only does it deal with science, but it also deals with creativity. So yeah, they put the soda pop bottle rockets together from scratch, and they did some engineering there. But then they also got to work on creating custom decals. And yeah. we had, and that's sort of my favorite part of where the creativity comes out. I think we had one girl did Slimmy Jimmy, which I think
yeah.
was a pretty
big Biggie Slimmy Jimmy.
Yeah, based on, you know, slapping to a Slim Jim, if you will. That was a good twist on the words there. I sort of appreciate that. And then we had the Garden of Eden. And I forgot what yours was.
I did Storm from Marvel, because I love Storm.
Oh, yes, that was super cool. Yeah, so, I mean, and that's one of my favorite parts about doing the STEM events is the creative side of things. But I think that especially when it comes to science, sometimes that part gets forgotten. So I appreciate that. And when we talk about the RC car camps, that's my biggest. I guess that's sort of the driving factor. What makes me do it is the creative side. So with the RC car camps, the kids get like the soda pop bottle rockets. They actually get a kit RC car. Comes with all the screws and all the pieces, mm-hmm. all the parts are in different plastic bags. Mm-hmm. And on the first couple of days, we take the kids through putting the cars together from scratch. They build the transmission, they build the engine, they build the front suspension. Teach them about how all the parts function and, you know, and how they associate with automobiles, because it is an automobile program there at the Horizon Center. And after they build the cars themselves, this is a cool part about it. This is sort of like my favorite part, is they actually get clear plastic bodies with the cars. So similar to the soda pop bottles, they had to decorate the car bodies. So they went ahead and painted the car bodies. And this year We even had a Wienermobile, which was pretty cool. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like, and that's why it's like my favorite doing these camps, right? It's just working with the kids, mm-hmm. the ideas that they come up with. I'm so far apart because I'm an adult, you know, and they're kids. So what they're thinking about is very far apart mm-hmm. from where I'm at. But anyway, the kids get to paint the car bodies on day two, usually day three. And then afterwards, then we have them create custom decals on their own using a Cricut. And I've just mm-hmm. recently taught John how to do that. And I'm not to give a plug to Cricut, but it's actually a very simple machine to use. And I think I taught Jada here how to use it within just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
And we created some pretty cool stickers for the soda pop bottles. So at any rate, that's what we do on day four of the camp is make decals. And then after that, they get to work with John Zarin doing some 3D printing. That's another part of it. And then on day five, and this is another exciting part, is the kids get to take what they made or what they created and then and race it out for trophies and prizes. And that's pretty much the gist of the Rev Up and Roll RC Car Camp.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. We invite the parents out and the families for a big event. Usually there was about 40 people this go around. Oh. In the past, we've had more.
Awesome.
But yeah, and we had Jose's Blue Sombrero. Like, I have to get my plug. That's my favorite
that is so
restaurant.
Neat, right?
Have you guys eaten there? Oh, yeah. Man, it's delicious. So yeah, at any rate, I'm going to pass it over to John. That's the Rev Up and Roll RC Car Camp.
Okay, we're winding down here, and I've been remiss at letting people know how to get in touch with you guys. If you like what you're hearing on Fab Lab 10 a.m. program, we'd love to hear from you, and we want to have you help us spread the word. You can reach out to me at fablab@gtc.edu.
What was that again, John?
Steve's not here, so Thomas is helping me out here. It's fablab@gtc.edu. Also, we have a webpage on Gateway site. All Gateway sites, gtc.edu/fablab. You can look at our calendar events. Why don't you guys tell me how you can get it? So, Atifa, how do I get in touch with you at Kela?
So if you want to get in touch with me at Kela at the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy, you can reach me at arobinson@kenoshaymca.org, or you can reach out to me via phone, 262-898-5600. Just check out soon. We'll be having our Facebook page and landing page coming soon, so just hold on. Stay tuned.
Yep, and as we collaborate with you, of course, you can find more stuff on our site too. Lavetta, you got a place people can reach out to you?
Well, yes, I do. My email address is Lavetta, Lavetta.Arrington, Arrington, at Fresenius, Fresenius, medicalcare.org.
Okay, and Jada, give us the teen task force stuff.
Yes, so I have sunset in my role in that position on August 10th, which I'm sad because it came at the end to be able to work with you guys, but I'm glad I was able to. So if you would like to reach out to the Teen Task Force, you can reach them at ttfofkenosha@gmail.com, and there also is a Facebook Kenosha County Teen Task Force.
Awesome. I can't thank you guys enough. There was so much more I wanted to go into. I wanted you guys to talk about the building in that area of town, but next time, right, we'll have to have you back. But thanks again for coming out. Scott, anything to add?
No, just as long as I know how people can reach you and how people can get in touch with you. So just so I'm clear, anyone between the ages of 12 and 24 that's from the Kenosha area can become involved with the program?
That is correct. I know that originally they wanted that surrounding six area, but we are inclusive and we're not going to turn any children away. We want to serve everyone and make sure they have access to those STEM and technology resources.
That's excellent. And where again is the facility located?
It's located at 2222 63rd Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 531-43, and that is a real address, you guys. 2222. I know it sounds like, you know, false, but it's real.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I also want to thank our sitting in for Steve Whitmire today, our co-host, Thomas Davis from Horizons Automotive Center. Thank you so much, Thomas.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, John. It was a pleasure to be here with you all. Thank you.
And thanks to all our guests today from the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy. I'm your host, Scott Nelson, for WGTD. Until next month. Thanks for listening. From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, military veterans and their families will have the opportunity to climb for free at Boundless Adventures in Bristol Woods Park on Friday, September 27th. For more info, call 262-857-1899.
I'm Gregory Berg, and on Monday's morning show, I speak with Carol Mithers about her remarkable book, Rethinking Rescue, which is the story of a remarkable woman named Lori Weiss, who does pet rescue in some of the poorest neighborhoods in the Los Angeles area. But she does not only seek to rescue pets, but also reaches out to their poverty